In her update, Superintendent Jill Gilday talked about transitioning the school district to standards-based grading. She said she's implemented this system in top schools around the country, and she has empathy for how hard it is to make the change. But she reminded the school board that the best schools in the nation have made changes and now use this learning and grading method. She said the classes in the high school that have clear targets and are using standards-based scoring are doing better in AP classes.
The idea is a 0 to 100 scale that we're used to traditionally is really not the way of the future. And this is where the school sites are in the process of identifying the key priority standards that each course should have in place. So it's really teacher-based work in understanding what the kids have to master. But through aligned systems, our teachers and our students do better.
Due to the number of people who wanted to give input, the board limited comments to 2 minutes. Parents said they were worried about their Ecker Hill Middle School students feeling unmotivated, confused, anxious, and depressed. Julie Engel has a daughter at Ecker. She said the pilot program is not being implemented well.
My daughter still cannot tell you at Ecker, after a full year of this discussion, how to get a 4. She would go for a 4, but the kids do not understand. I don't understand. I'm open to understanding it, but the way this has been done and implemented to the community, it does not feel transparent. It, you know, this parent group that is helping, I knew nothing about that. There are 9 parents on it. I don't know anything about it. I would love to be in on some of these discussions. I would love to help control how this information is getting implemented and disseminated to the community. So there are people all over who are not resistant to change or fearful of change, but really are afraid that this is going to be another one of those things implemented in the Park City School District that then absolutely blows up and disappears.
Meg Leaf began her comments listing the names of 12 additional parents who share her concerns.
And right now I'm dealing with a kid who is now depressed, unmotivated in school, literally doesn't know what he's doing in school, can't answer our questions. The teachers, some of them have goals that I don't understand, let alone a 7th grader. So this is not working.
Parents with kids in high school said it's not in their students' best interest to adopt the program when colleges still value GPA, class ranking, and grades. Ken Canada has 3 kids in the school district and urged the school board to abandon the plan to put it in the high school.
But charging for a standard-based grading, potentially affecting the tremendous success that you have developed at our high school, I think is an error. I have no problem with standards-based grading being implemented and starting from the K up. But to go in and say, oh, here, to my sophomore son, you have never experienced this before, but hey, next year at the high school, we're going with it, okay? Please stop. Please stop doing things that create chaos for our children.
Park City Board of Education President Andrew Kaplan said the implementation is not the problem. He said professional development for teachers, consistency on grading, and technology implementation are the main concerns.
You know, the consistent feedback we're getting is that especially the high-achieving kids want to continue to feel challenged to achieve kind of that perfection or that A or the 4 or however it's being recognized. It's a lot easier to do that when you're on a 100-point scale, a traditional scale, than it is when you're looking for mastery. And so, you know, we need to work as a group, whether that, you know, including students, parents, educators, to really come to a consensus around what this is going to look like going forward and how it should be implemented.
Kaplan says the parent committee selected to work on implementing the grading system district-wide will start to publish meeting schedules so anyone interested can attend. He said they will post minutes from past meetings as well. The entire Board of Education meeting, including all the public input, can be found on pcschools.us. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.